This is 7AD, 7BU. It's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
I'm going very well. So last week we mentioned Joe Biden with his climate change emissions
summit.
Policy.
Yeah.
And he's going ahead with it.
Yeah, and they're setting a target of reducing their emissions by 50 to 52% by 2030. That's pretty big. You know, that's a big step.
It's only 9 years away.
That's it. And that was at the two-day summit in front of 40 world leaders, of which Australia was one.
And if he didn't think they could do it, he wouldn't do it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's actually opportunity in it.
Yeah.
So every major nation in the world basically either upped their goals or those that had already had progressive targets reaffirmed their position. What did Australia do, Darren?
I don't know. What have we done?
Well, we all knew what we'd do, and that's maniacal devotion to burning stuff we find in the ground. So we essentially just tried to apply spin to an already embarrassing position on the world stage in regards to climate change.
ScoMo immediately started mentioning the word hydrogen.
As soon as
Joe said emissions targets, he came in with hydrogen straight away.
He didn't mention that he wants to burn coal to produce hydrogen. And what happened last year? As severe weather events continue to intensify and become more common. So leaving that to one side, this national passion of ours to ignore climate change, it could actually do to our economy. So the world is using less and less coal. That's a fact, and so we just got to deal with it. Renewable energy is miles cheaper than any other energy source, and it's still getting cheaper. That's a fact. We got to deal with that as well. Australia wants to dig up more and more coal with new mines, which in a shrinking market are going to devalue the exports from our existing mines. It's basic supply versus demand economic theory, so let's just ignore that as well. This is the bit that was most interesting coming out of the climate summit in the rubbery figures and spin that was regurgitated in the hope that some of the other countries out there might hopefully mistake it as actual functional progressive policy. We announced a very interesting method of counting our carbon emissions that's going to hurt our already struggling exporters. All carbon emissions in mining, transporting, processing, then released, I guess, from the fossil fuels we export will be accounted towards the country that buys those commodities. So if India, Japan, China buys our coal or gas, Australia is scrubbing all the emissions related to those processes off our CO2 tally.
Yeah.
This is the interesting bit. And carbon emissions-related products we buy back from these countries, most likely manufactured from our raw materials, is going to stay with that country as well. So as an example, the coking coal we send to China for steel production has no emissions attributed to us in any way, but the steel we buy back from China also has no emissions attributed to us either. So magically, one of the most energy and CO2-intense products a nation can use is miraculously emission-free. Now, this is only one of thousands of examples where we're cooking the books to be seen to be doing something. Now, other countries, Darren, this is my big fear, other countries are not going to stand for this. As they adapt their economies and processes to meet the climate change threat, and Australia is just going to be business as usual and fobbing off the problem of the rest of the world, those slippery words, I guess, were meant for Australian voters' ears, but they're being spoken in front of the rest of the world, so you have to expect consequences.
Mm.
My biggest fear in regards to those consequences is tariffs on our exports. Our exporters are struggling as it is, but I fear it's inevitable the rest of the world will bring us to heel through pricing our exported products to even the scale. So we lose our price advantage that we've got by doing nothing and making countries that are bearing the brunt of the costs involved in carbon abatements, products, raw materials, more cost competitive. When the last 20 years has been about making our entire economy about being the sandpit for the rest of the world at the expense of having a thriving manufacturing base, having CO2 tariffs put on our exports will be crippling to the gross domestic product. It's inevitable, I feel.
A matter of either get with the program or get thrashed by the rest of the world.
I think that you're dead right. Yeah, we just cannot no longer just spin our way out of it.
Agfest.
Agfest.
Hey.
Site 835. Look, it's going to be an interesting year this year to all the COVID restrictions. We've got a really good electronic process for people to access our brochures. So people can come and see the brochures. Oh, I'd like that. We can send them their solar pack or our hot water pack and just send it to their email. So that's a good way of minimising human contact and saving on paper.
Yep.
And we won't be bringing as much gear with us this year as we have to keep our site relatively empty to maintain clearances to allow more people on the site, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
If we filled a whole site full of stuff, we'd probably only allow one person on there at a time. But all our experts will be there to answer any questions you may have, and we look forward to seeing you at AgFest.
All right, DMS Energy at site 835. The showrooms at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, 1300 502 599, on the phone, and dmsenergy.net.au. So we're doing the lunchtime broadcast Thursday, Friday this week from AgFest, so we'll see you then. We'll have a talk then.
Sounds good.